Well, maybe it's just me, but I do struggle a little bit with this passage, this particular story. I think if we remember from last week what Hannah was talking about, I think it brings out the Martha in me. How can Andrew, Peter, James and John just leave everything like that and follow Jesus? I'm left wondering, did they finish tidying up the nets? Did they go and find someone to take over from them? Did they say goodbye to their families? Did Peter even say goodbye to his wife? Feels a little irresponsible to me, or does it? Let's have a little look at the passage. At the beginning of our reading, we find Jesus walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, a long way from his home in Nazareth. I've got some pictures. There we go. You can just about see, where's my little red dot? Nazareth is, oh, there's a dot on the ceiling. Doesn't work on the TV. You can see it, you can see we're not. No. And if we look at the previous verses in the chapter, chapter 12 and 13, it tells us, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he left Judea and returned to Galilee. He went first to Nazareth and then left there and moved to Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee. So he left Nazareth, which you can see, and we'll have to zoom in a little bit closer. And there's Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus moves to Capernaum where he was preaching and teaching in the synagogues. And if you look back in Luke chapter 4 verses 14 to 30, it reminds us of why Jesus actually left his hometown of Nazareth, because they were the ones who rejected Jesus. So it was like he went, okay guys, I'm moving, I'll go somewhere where I'm wanted. So he moved to Galilee where a lot of his ministry is based, all around the shores of Galilee. So while walking along the shore, he meets Andrew and Peter fishing. And it got me thinking, would they have known who Jesus was? Well, if we read in the passage in John chapter 1, 35 to 41, we know that Andrew himself was a disciple of John. Because towards the end of that passage we read, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of these men who heard what John said and then followed Jesus. Andrew then went to find his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah." So I think they would have recognised Jesus. And from their understanding of John's teaching, they would have known who he was. John chapter 1:29 tells us that John said to the disciples, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Being based in Capernaum now, Andrew and Peter would have had time to listen to Jesus' teaching in the synagogues and the surrounding area, as well as holding down their fishing jobs. So seeing Jesus coming towards them on the shore would not have been such a strange sight. But what was strange was what happened next. Jesus calls to them, "Come, follow me." Jesus was a great teacher, even referred to as a rabbi. And in Jewish tradition, the most outstanding students would seek out great rabbis to ask them if they could follow them. These fishermen were not educated people. They were not gifted speakers or had spent years studying the scriptures. They were hard-working, ordinary fishermen trying to make a living to look after their families. But here we see Jesus seeks them out, asking them to follow him. Being a rabbi's disciple would mean leaving home, traveling with the rabbi for up to 3 to 4 years, learning from him firsthand, his teachings, his interpretations of the scriptures. The disciple would listen, watch, imitate, so to become like their rabbi. It was a very intense and personal relationship. But Jesus calls to them not just to follow him, but to learn from him and to continue his work. If you notice how he calls them, he said, "I will show you how to fish for people." That's verse 19. He uses imagery that they can relate to. He speaks their language. But also note, he doesn't call them to a different job or a different role. He takes the skills and talents that they already have and gives them value and then uses them for a different purpose. Jesus came to his disciples in their work. And I think there's a challenge for us in that. How does God speak to us in our everyday tasks? When we're at home, in our workplace, at school, in our communities? Do we actually let God in to use us in our workplaces and schools and in our everyday interactions with others? Perhaps we feel our skills and talents are not useful to God. but we need to ask, God, how can you use me where I am? It's not just on a Sunday morning at church. God uses us where he places us with the skills and talents that we have. What was Peter and Andrew's response to Jesus? Well, if we look at verse 20, it tells us, at once they left their nets and followed Jesus. Just like that. There was no, come back tomorrow. I'm a bit busy now. Give me a bit of time to think about it. It's like they knew, they just knew that Jesus was somebody different. John 1:36 tells us, as Jesus walked by, John the Baptist looked at him and declared, look, there is the Lamb of God. With what the disciples saw of Jesus, they saw he lived a compelling life. They were moved by the way he spoke, the way he loved, the way he served, the way he taught, and the way he reached out to people. The decision for them was easy. Immediately, they responded to Jesus' call and followed him. What's stopping us responding to Jesus' call? What's holding us back from getting up and following Jesus? Perhaps we've never answered that call before. Perhaps this is the first time you've heard Jesus' call, follow me. How will you respond? Perhaps Jesus is calling you to something new. He wants to use your skills and talents in a different way. So what is Jesus calling you now in this period of your life? Jesus comes and meets with us today with the same message, come, follow me. And he comes to each one of us. In preparing this talk, I've been absolutely bowled over by finding out about the whole Jewish traditions with rabbis and the fact that Jesus, a respected teacher and rabbi, came looking specifically for his disciples. He chose each one. It wasn't by chance. He chose each one. What did he see in these rough and ready, hard-working, ordinary fishermen that he would choose them to be his disciples, to be the ones that would carry on his work and make more disciples? It reassured me a little bit that sometimes we don't feel adequate or good enough or experienced enough or talented enough or have the right skills. But Jesus knows us and he knows what he's doing when he chooses us. So Jesus calls us now where we are at this time, in this place. He knows everything about us. And still he chooses us to come and follow him. Will you now leave all that's getting in the way and say, yes, I will follow you, Jesus? Will you say to Jesus, now at this time in my life, you're calling me to something else. Yes, I will follow you. Perhaps you've never said yes before to following Jesus, and this might be the first time where you say, yes, I will follow you, Jesus. So I'm just going to leave a time of quiet for you to talk to God, for you to respond to his call, follow me. And if you want someone to pray with you or talk with you, there are lots of people available who can pray with you. You can wait and come to the prayer corner at the end. You can do it now. You don't have to wait until the end. Just grab the person next to you. We all love Jesus here. And we all would be delighted to talk with you and pray with you through these challenges and decisions that you make to follow Jesus. So let's just be still and be quiet. Don't wait. Choose Jesus today. Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. He has ransomed me. His grace runs deep. When I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. I am chosen. Not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am a child of God.